This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Globally, there are 165,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with 2.4 million confirmed cases. In the United States, more than 40,000 people have died, with 764,000 confirmed cases. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday, Russia has managed to curb the coronavirus crisis, but the peak of the outbreak still lay ahead. The number of Russian confirmed coronavirus cases surpassed 47,000 Monday, with a death toll of 405. Thailand extended a nationwide ban on alcohol sales until April 30th, as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases reached more than 2,700 Monday, but the health ministry suggested some measures could soon be eased. A spokesperson for the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration says the extension of the alcohol ban will help control the spread of the coronavirus by discouraging social gatherings. A previous 10-day ban in Bangkok, coinciding with an annual national holiday, had been due to end April 20th. Thousands of Los Angeles city workers must take 26 furlough days, the equivalent of a 10% pay cut, over the course of the next fiscal year, as the nation's second largest city deals with the economic fallout from the COVID-19 crisis. Mayor Eric Garcetti made the announcement Sunday in his emotional State of the City address, as he warned of an economic blow far worse than the 2008 recession, when city leaders laid off hundreds of workers and eliminated thousands of jobs. Japan's exports sank 11.7% in March as the coronavirus pandemic slammed auto shipments to the U.S. The finance ministry said Monday exports to the U.S. fell 16.5% in March from a year earlier. This is VOA News. 168 passengers from a luxury Italian cruise ship disembarked in Barcelona Monday after 5 weeks without setting foot on land due to coronavirus restrictions. This ends a highly unusual world trip. Since the luxury liner set sail January 5th from the northern Italian city of Venice on a round-the-world tour, not a single case of coronavirus has been found on board. With some 1,800 passengers, the Costa Deliciosa docked early Monday to allow Spanish passengers to disembark on its penultimate stop before heading back to Italy. The ship entered port after receiving the green light from Madrid just days after French officials refused to let it disembark some 460 passengers at the southern port of Marseille. Thailand is seeing a record number of the baby leatherback sea turtle hatchlings, as popular tourist beaches in the country's south were undisturbed amidst the outbreak of the new coronavirus. The director of Phuket Marine Biological Center told Reuters since November they have found 11 nests, the highest number in 20 years. The leatherback turtle lays its eggs in dark areas without movement, which were rare when tourists enjoyed the beaches. People also take the eggs for consumption. More than 2,000 people rallied at the Washington State Capitol Sunday to protest Democratic Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home order to limit the spread of coronavirus, defying a ban on gatherings of 50 or more people. Despite pleas from rally organizers to wear face coverings or masks, many did not. Police estimated the crowd at 2,500, making it one of the largest protests in U.S. states against lockdowns over the past week. In Olympia, hundreds gathered in close quarters on the steps of the Capitol building and around a fountain, contravening state and federal health guidelines during the novel coronavirus pandemic. Protesters drove vehicles to the state capitol, honking horns and clogging streets. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday tweeted, implying support for similar protests in Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia to liberate them from social distancing rules. Severe storms raked a wide swath of the Deep South during the nighttime hours, and forecasters warn of the possibility of tornadoes just a week after a deadly twister outbreak in the region. The National Weather Service said Sunday parts of several states are under a flash flood warning because of heavy rain and thunderstorms. The agency says tornadoes are a possible threat for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. The storm threat comes a week after eastern storms pounded the Deep South, killing dozens. Via remote, Diane Roberts.